Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Two iconic TV characters are making a comeback. From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Kevin Frazier. Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano will reprise their roles in a Who's the Boss reboot. Set 30 years after the original, Milano says she looks forward to it being as thoughtful and relevant as the original. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo says she stuck with the show rather than chase creative acting roles so she could provide for her family. Pompeo earns $20 million a year for the series. Celebrating an E.T. birthday today, Maddox Jolie Pitt is 19, WKRP in Cincinnati's Lonnie Anderson is 75, and which Brady Bunch star played eldest daughter Marsha on the show? That would be Maureen McCormick, who today turns 64. And we'll have all the latest celebrity news on the next E.T. This report brought to you by CBS Audio. For more entertainment, news, sports, and lifestyle features, go to cbsaudio.com/podcast and explore all that CBS Audio has to offer. From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Kevin Frazier.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.